Across the UK.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
With Stephen Nolan.
Good evening. So Martin O'Neill has become the latest managerial casualty tonight. Sunderland have announced that they have parted company with him. Sunderland are 1 point above the Premier League relegation zone after today's defeat to leaders Manchester United. Let's speak to Michael Gray. Michael made more than 300 appearances for Sunderland between 92 and 2004. Michael, good evening to you.
Good evening, Steve.
How do you feel about O'Neill gone then?
It's a shock. I'm sure it's a shock for fans of the club. He'd been there quite a while now. But given recent events and being dragged into the relegation dogfight, maybe it's time for a fresh start.
So do you support the decision?
Maybe it's the best decision for the club, just with 7 games left at the end of the season. It's an opportunity for the club to come together and perhaps pull itself away from the bottom of the table.
What do you think of Martin O'Neill as a manager?
Great manager, great record, especially when he was at Celtic, of course, reaching the UEFA Cup final. But things haven't been working out recently. But I think he'll go on to better things as well, hopefully.
So is there really an expectation, Michael, that there is a manager out there that can do better, that's got more skills than Martin O'Neill to get this team out of trouble?
I think there can be. Sunderland's a big club. It's got a great history. And recent results weren't going in the right direction. And sometimes it's best to make the right decision before things get any worse and get relegated.
Any early candidates to replace him?
I wouldn't speculate on that. But I think it's good for the board and for the club just to take its breath at the moment and recognise the great work that Martin has done for the club. And he's a great personality, a great man of football.
Well,
and to let him part ways at the moment.
A great personality who's been dumped, who's been sacked.
Yeah, I have. Obviously, it's regrettable and it's quite sad for him personally. But he's a great man. I'm sure he won't be finished in football. But at the end of the day, it is just a game.
Okay, Michael, thank you. BBC Newcastle's Sunderland commentator Nick Barnes joining us now.